Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette joining the show. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad. Just having an easy day today.
Yeah, trying to stay dry as well with all this rain we've been having.
Yeah, definitely.
So the one thing about the rain is that it doesn't, as long as there's lightning, it's not going to affect anything with high school football. And we've got a regular season starting up on Friday, just a couple days away. Brian, well, let's dive into some of the local teams here. Navarre, higher expectations for them. You look at some of the talent that they've got across the board. I mean, you know, Xavier Hamilton leading the group, if you will, in terms of recognition nationally. But it's not just him. There's other guys who are very, very good on this team and who are going to make this Navarre group very, very good this year and a tough team to deal with.
Yeah, you know, they got a lot of talent. I mean, you know, some of those guys are younger, don't have as much experience at the varsity level yet, but a lot of talented guys like, you know, Eddie Love and Terrence Marshall and his brother Tyrell Marshall in the secondary for the Raiders. Andre Spence is going to be a pretty good running back too, alongside Eddie Love. And then, you know, Hunter Fischer, a quarterback, he got some great experience last year, you know, filling in for Kyle Chambers when he got hurt. And I feel like he should have a pretty good year. So, you know, it's just the Raiders got tested last week against West Florida. You know, it was a tough varsity half in the kickoff classic, but, you know, the Raiders are going to use that as a learning experience and, you know, just get ready for Fort Walton now and try to, you know, get that first one on the road.
What do you think they need to do in order to try and contend to win districts this year? I mean, what are the expectations for this Navarre group?
You know, the district is going to be pretty good, you know, with Gulfreeze and Milton in there and obviously Pace and Tate. You know, they always have competitive teams too. But I think for Navarre, you know, they've got to be consistent. They got to come out with energy out of the gate. That was one of the big things last week that they struggled with. They just didn't have as much energy as they normally do, you know, coming into a game. And the Raiders plan to fix that this week. And I think if they can, you know, play with energy and make plays and, you know, that offense is continuously putting together drives, I think they can be successful because the defense isn't too bad. It's just a matter of getting that consistency offensively and, you know, being able to score consistently. And because you've got to be able to score, especially in this district where, you know, Gulfreeze has a great quarterback and Milton has a great quarterback. So you got to be able to make plays to, you know, win games. And this district is going to come down to probably, you know, the last week with the Beach Bowl with Navarre playing Gulfreeze.
Let's get to that Milton team real quick, too. You get a group that finished 5-5 last year. They missed the postseason. But the amount of talent there is just spectacular. As you said, you get Emery Williams committed to Miami. You have Raymond Cottrell committed to Georgia. You've got other guys who are going to be key contributors, including running back T.J. Haynes, who transfers in from Pace. I mean, the guy out, he had as many touchdowns individually last year as Milton did total on the ground with 18. So they're going to have not only a 1-2 punch with Raymond Cottrell and Emery Williams in that combination, but also T.J. Haynes there as well. Do you think that in that district it is Milton who's going to be the favorite, or do you think that there's another team who may be sticking their head in there?
You know, I think Gulfreeze and Navarre have to be considered, you know, in that mix too. But, you know, Milton, with the talent they have on offense, I mean, they are certainly capable of winning that district. I mean, with the players they have, you know, especially like Emery and Raymond, when you got those two guys on the football field together, you know, you feel like you can score every time you get a possession. But I think the big thing for Milton to win that district and, you know, to beat district champs and go to the playoffs is the defense just has to come along and gain experience because they are younger on defense. They lost a lot of guys at graduation. So, you know, if that defense can, you know, gain experience and come together quickly, you know, they know they have an offense that can score points. So if the defense can do its job, Milton is certainly going to be in the conversation. I think the big game for them, well, I mean, every game is big, but playing Gulfreeze in mid-September, that's going to be a big one. And then obviously when they come to Navarre in October, those two games are going to determine, you know, really their fate in that district.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool to follow. I mean, is this one of the more, I don't know, I don't want to call it an unknown season, if you will. I mean, this would be my second fall here in Pensacola, Brian. And it feels like compared to last year, there's a lot of teams who are in the fold in regards to contending? I mean, you get West Florida, who's got a very talented group. As you saw in their game in Navarre, you've got Navarre, Gulf Breeze. Tate has got a new coach. There's some coaches who have bounced around. There's a lot of talent in the area, of course, as there always has been. Is this a little bit more of a year of the unknowns in terms of who could be that team that elevates to the top? I mean, it seems like there's three or four teams in both counties that have a chance to really make some noise here.
Yeah, you know, it could go a lot of different ways with these teams. I mean, there's certainly, you know, three, four, or five teams that could, you know, win a district championship and, you know, make a run in the playoffs. I mean, I think right now, I guess if you look at least on paper and based on what they did last year, Pine Forest is probably the best team in the area, at least if we had to, you know, just based on the fact that they were the state runner-up and they've got almost everyone back. I mean, they're probably the best team right now, but, you know, you got to play the games and to see who ends up being the best team in the area. And obviously, Pine Forest, you know, if their talent is as good as last year, they're probably going to make another run. But, you know, you never know what can happen. You got to stay healthy. You got to have some luck. So it's going to be fun to watch because, you know, there's so many good teams in this area. Catholic's another one that's going to probably be pretty good. And obviously, Escambia is always good. So yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch for area football fans throughout the year to see how things play out on Friday night.
Speaking with Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette, again, high school football games, we'll have one here every Friday for our Dr. Pepper Game of the Week. So I want to touch on one of the stories you wrote in the Navarre Press, Brian, about this Navarre volleyball team. So we've talked about the football team, they're very talented, and one of the sports that maybe goes overlooked a little bit too much sometimes in the fall is volleyball and how talented some of these ladies are in the area. This is a team that's seeking their first ever district title. What is going into their prep this offseason and motivation to try and get there and win districts?
So, you know, so last year Navarre in volleyball, they had a great season. They ran off like 11 wins in their first 12 games, something like that. Got off to a great start. They played for the district championship and lost to Knightsville in a heartbreaker, a 5-game set. And they lost by 6 points in that final game of the match. And that's kind of been their motivation. I mean, you know, those 6 points that they didn't get that would have made them district champs. And, you know, they've put in a lot of work in the summer, went down to the Florida camp, went to UWF camp, different camps like that. And they've been in the gym all summer. So this group has, you know, two of their best hitters back and Kyra McKelvey and Haley Snyder, and then their setter and Julie Ehrman. So they've got the talent back that was a part of that district runner up a year ago. And they feel like, you know, if they play their volleyball, they're going to be right back in that mix. Now it's a different district this year because Gulf Breeze is in that district now. And that makes things interesting because Gulf Breeze is always tough in volleyball. So it's going to make it a lot of fun. I think if Navarre is certainly going to be in discussion when it's all said and done. I think they're playing Gulf Breeze here coming up in the middle of September. So that's going to be a good one to watch at Navarre. And then it'll say a lot about, you know, maybe who the best team in that district is going to be in the end.
Lexi Worrell, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, it's a Worrell.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Brian. So she is taking over.
So
she's taking over Pace. Her first ever opportunity to be a head coach. She's got a lot of experience, obviously, in the area, winning two district championships while playing at Milton. Do you think that having somebody who's a little bit younger that maybe can, you know, have more of a camaraderie, I think, with the players, maybe more than an older coach does, is going to be good for this group with Pace?
Yeah, you know, you bring that up about having that relationship with the kids, and she talked about that, you know, just because it hasn't been that long since she's been in high school, so she knows what it's like to go to school during the day and then go to practice or, you know, go to a game that night. So she feels like she's a coach that, you know, her players can come to her if something's going on in their life and they need someone to talk to, or they're struggling with something on the field. You know, she can be that friend in a sense, but also, you know, she's also going to be tough on them because she is the coach, and, you know, she's got to push them to be great because, you know, obviously expectations are high at Pace. I mean, you know, they've been to two Final Fours in a row, and they want to win again. And Lexi, you know, her dad was a coach, and at Milton, actually, with her. And, you know, she said her dad was always tough on her as a player. And but obviously he made winning fun, and he had a good relationship with his players, and she wants to be that kind of coach. And she understands expectations are high for Pace, but she knows that you can't win a championship in February. You know, you can't win it in March. You've got to take it each step at a time, and, you know, hope it adds up to, you know, playing for a state title in May.
Very, very cool. Again, Brian Lester with the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, you enjoy the next couple of months covering the high school football and all the other stuff that you've got going on with UWF and the Wahoos and then volleyball and all those other things. We look forward to talking to you a bit more as the season goes on and look forward to our next conversation. You have a good one.
Hey, sounds good. You too. Enjoy Friday night.